CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Liz is now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. And what a fancy Friday it is.
It is. I am fancy, but I'm in a summer dress and it's real cold.
Do you have winter dresses?
I've worn all my winter dresses.
No judgment around here. I wear like the same thing every week.
Okay, so I can rewear them all?
I wouldn't notice.
Okay, amazing.
I'm just saying.
Perfect. Also, happy night before National Radio Day.
National Radio Day
we're
tomorrow.
We're celebrating a day early because we're not in, together tomorrow.
Well,
so
how are we celebrating?
Well, we've just got some things to celebrate.
Okay, so you have...
Okay, for example, would you want a little sneak peek?
Well, you have a talk topic for... you have a talk break for us soon or...
Yeah.
Written up there?
Yep, soon. And then after 7, we can revisit it, I think.
So we're not doing a talk topic today?
No, I've got... Well, yeah, I've put it up.
We won't be able to talk about it.
That's fine.
We'll talk
about it on the socials with everyone.
Get those comments in and we'll just talk about it Monday then.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's a great idea. I just put it up, by the way. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
You sleep to the sweet sound of a nose blowing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's National Radio Day for us anyway.
Okay.
Day early.
Well, next up, we'll do a 5-second rule. Who knows what's to come? Only Ari.
Keep you on your toes.
Only Ari and the Lord knows. That right there is a field full of cotton. That cotton's eventually going to be used for bed sheets, pillows. It's a bedding field, isn't it, Natasha?
Yeah.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
That's how we play.
Alrighty, Ari and I like to challenge each other to wake up by naming 3 things in 5 seconds. Get the brain moving, get it pumping. Also, show off our extensive knowledge of all things.
Yeah, you get to. I just look like a blank space. That's what I see. Anyway, ask me the questions, Adam. I'm ready.
Well, the future's still unwritten, Ari. You can't be in. All right, in 5 seconds, Ari.
I picked an easy one.
In 5 seconds, name 3 US presidents.
Oh, why? Trump. Obama.
Too
Joe
late.
Biden.
That's too late. You had him. You didn't try.
I feel like
you didn't try.
I didn't try. I get too embarrassed in case the answer's wrong. Oh, I need more faith in myself.
It's not what it's about. It's about thinking quick. Bam, bam, off the top of your head.
All right, Adam, because we're celebrating today, National Radio Day, in 5 seconds, name 3 radio hosts.
Lee Dixon, Jerry Shears, Christian O'Connell, I suppose.
Okay, I thought you would have said Howard Stern, maybe.
Oh, I didn't, did I?
No. So you're keeping me on my feet today.
Only Australian broadcasters, thank you.
Yeah. Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Beyonce, CFM's Adam and Ari, 21 past 6. Tomorrow is National Radio Day.
And Adam being a radio nerd, I thought, you know what? We're going to have to celebrate a bit. Going to have to phone some friends, some of those friends that we've made along the way, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
One of them loves Crocs. I also wore Crocs today in honour of that friend.
Is this Brent? Used to be on Hot 100, now on Chili over in Lonnie.
Yeah, made a few debuts on our show.
I remember he said those Crocs sometimes slip off in Darwin because of the sweat.
Yeah, because of the sweat. Well, not if you wear socks underneath your Crocs. You're all good.
Okay.
Protection under the protection. So I thought I'd find a couple friends, so you can click the first clip of Crocs.
Hey guys, obviously being Radio Day, I've taken the day off, but just wanted to say happy Radio Day, Adam. Happy Radio Day, Ari. Kick back, enjoy your Crocs, and if you don't have any Crocs, well, are you really a radio announcer?
That's a good point.
I wore my Crocs in honour of you today, Brent. Happy National Radio Day, a day early. Another person that features on the show quite a fair bit, Adam, would you say is Fishy Boy, Boss Man? He's a bit of a radio nerd too.
Jerry Shears, you mean?
Jerry Shears. And you also mentioned him this morning in the 3-second rule. So
yeah,
well,
that's right.
Done. Smooth.
Yep.
I gave him a buzz as well.
All right.
Hey, Adam, it's National Radio Day. Thought I might send you a message, a cheerio, and say, hey, welcome to the world of radio. Radio, though. Remember when we were younger, we wanted to be in radio? Didn't every child want to be in radio? No, of course not. They wanted to be on TV. But TV, who watches that these days? That's right, apart from those naughty videos. So radio is the way to go. What a great bunch of people we have here, inspiring. And Adam, I wake up to you when I'm not listening to Darren on 7AD. It's not very often, but more than you think. Anyway, have a great day today. Hugs and kisses.
Well, I suppose either way, he's not listening to Lee Kenworthy on BU. So.
So we've got a friend of the show, Brent. We've got our boss, a friend, a boss, and someone that we stole their job.
Mm-hmm.
We may have taken their job. So I called Jess.
Hey there, Adam. It's Jess wishing you a very happy National Radio Day. How exciting. Congratulations on the amazing job that you are doing with CFM Brekkie. I mean, it's no CFM's Lee and Jess, but I'm joking, guys. Well done. You're doing an amazing job, and a big happy National Radio Day to you.
Bye.
Back at all three of you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari. Later on in the show, Friday Live with Dylan Boys. Also, Jackson Marshall from the Port Sorell Fire Brigade will join us right now. We're playing Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat with one of our favourite radio superstars, because tomorrow is indeed National Radio Day, so we're celebrating a day early. If you can pick Hamish Blake out of an audio lineup of three, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be the last person in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Thai Imperial for a food feast. There are the new cocktail bar is open, delish, and also the $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue cleaner wood heater assessment.
Yes, we'll be drawing that prize later today for Prize Given Fancy Friday. All right.
National Radio Day, day early.
Here's our clips. Is Hamish Blake clip A?
You know, the golfers go mad about that stuff, but everything changes.
Is he clip B?
It almost became an impossible show to keep making because people were too well briefed about how to deal with us.
Here's a clip C.
We just got a legal letter from Play School claiming we've stolen one of their windows.
Come on, super
if you're like
easy.
Lego Masters, you'd know it as well. Like, it's a pretty distinct voice.
Super easy, I reckon. 1300 655 922. We'll run them again. Here's A.
You know, the golfers go mad about that stuff, but everything changes.
B.
It almost became an impossible show to keep making because people were too well briefed about how to deal with us.
C.
We just got a legal letter from Play School claiming we've stolen one of their windows.
Which one's Hamish Blake? 1300 655 922. Tell us. Betty, who dat?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Kelsey from Devonport on with us this morning to play Who Dat. Kelsey, are you a fan of Hamish Blake?
I actually don't mind him, and we also have a child with the same name.
Oh, a child with the same name. Did you name your child after Hamish Blake?
No, he don't. He's after mine.
Oh, did he? Is your child named Hamish or Hamish Blake?
No, it's Fanny after his son.
Oh, named after his son. I get you.
Yes, okay. Understanding now. Oh, that's cool. That's a very cool name.
Yes.
And Hamish has been copying Kelsey. How about that?
Yeah!
Exactly.
All righty, Kelsey. We'll run these clips for you. You tell us which one is Hamish Blake. This is A.
You know, the golfers go mad about that stuff, but everything changes.
B.
It almost became an impossible show to keep making because people were too well briefed about how to deal with us.
C.
We just got a legal letter from Play School claiming we've stolen one of their windows.
Which one is Hamish, Kelsey?
Definitely C.
We just got a legal letter from Play School claiming we've stolen one of their windows.
Definitely C.
You've done it, Kelsey. Kelsey, you've done both Sonny's proud.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in the draw to win that $50 Thai Imperial Food Feast voucher and the $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Thank you.
Well done, Kelsey. Hang there. I'll grab your details.
Clip A was Tim Ross, also had a start in radio with American Ross. And clip B, Chris Taylor from The Chaser, who have also done plenty of radio work.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Mysterious Mel on the phone with us. What up, Mel?
What up? Adam and Ari, you're the perfect two. So much so, I could see Ari, I was saying I do. Any morning that I choose, I know I'll never be let down because you two will be on CFM acting the clown. I think Adam's sweet. Oh, I think Adam is sweet. Not really crazy, but real neat. Hey, I think he probably even irons his fitted bed sheet. Ariel, not so much. And Mel, she's lost a bunch.
What has she lost? She's lost everything for this show.
I love that.
I don't own an iron. Santana and Rob Thomas on CFM's Adam and Ari. Mysterious Mel's called us back. She screwed her poem up and she wants to do it properly. Finish it off in style. Go, Mel.
I think Adam is sweet, organised and neat. He probably even irons his fitted bed sheet. Ariel, not so much. But going out on the weekend, well, that's a must.
Okay.
If not out in the CFM, going zoom, you'll probably find her hanging out in the boys' change room.
Yeah. Correct, you will indeed.
Well, not anymore.
No, still.
Adam, he likes to pretend he's good, but Ariel, she'll tell you she hangs out in the hood.
Yeah,
okay, keep up the good work. And, wow, I scribble. You probably think that, yeah, she can dribble. Sorry, my poem is a little gay. But it is what it is. And ta-ta.
And have a good day.
Have a good day. Oh, Mel. What? She sat down and wrote that out.
Oh, bless her cotton socks. She's won with us on National Radio Day before the day.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow, wow, wow.
19th of August today. We'll have a look at it. Oh, on this day in 1930, the two halves of the Sydney Harbour Bridge were joined together.
Is that a zip?
No, the sound of it being joined together.
Zip together?
Have you never seen a bridge joined together? That's what it sounds like.
I have not. Sorry, Adam.
On this day in 1961, Four Corners started on ABC television.
Hello, Colin Han in Jakarta.
Hello, Four Corners in Sydney.
It's the longest running Australian television program in history, this Four Corners on ABC. Investigative reporting.
Yes.
Four Corners, like a current affair program, probably.
Okay.
For the ABC.
The covering four all corners. Four corners.
Yeah, I think that's the point of the title.
Yeah.
On this day in 2008, the debut album by Lady Gaga, The Fame, was released. This was the first single. Just dance and
be okay. Good song.
So it was this day that she was unleashed upon the world, the Gaga.
Yeah.
And it was on this day in 2018 that US President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, made the very bold claim that truth isn't truth in an interview with the NBC.
It's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is
about
truth. I don't mean to go like...
it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The President of the United States says, I didn't...
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what...
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to Fancy Prize Giving Friday.
We are having a very fancy prize giving Friday. Not only that, we're celebrating a day early, National Radio Day.
Is tomorrow. Yubi yubi. What a day.
I like to extend out my celebrations.
Why do they put National Radio Day on a Saturday?
Well, obviously it just falls on a Saturday this year.
When your flagship shows aren't on.
No, I know. So we've got to celebrate today. Who would you say is your favourite radio? Like, I need to know who your number one is. Who's your number one?
Oh, look, I'd say Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington on an XFM radio show from the early 2000s is the best one.
So that's your favourite radio show? Second
maybe Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
You do talk about that Loveline all the time. All right, what about
Brilliant.
Third?
Christian O'Connell, I suppose. I said he was three. He's quite good.
That was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, so what about you?
Okay.
You don't like radio.
I really love Jimmy and Nath. I really love their show. Obviously, when Hamish and Andy were on, really loved their show. I absolutely froth Bree and Clint on ZM in New Zealand. absolutely love their show. And also, it used to be PJ and Jace, but now it's Jace and Lauren on Kiss in Melbourne.
Yep.
I just think all their content is just hilarious. And not just the two of them on the show, but the rest of the team, like all the producers get involved and, you know, there's the newsreader, like, you know, how we have so many fun times in Martin, Agerton from the newsroom.
They all do that with the newsreader, though. That's
I just, I don't know, I just think it's such a happy place to witness on socials and on air, and you're just like, man, that sounds like and looks like a great place to work.
Well, you got, like a little cast of characters and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You know, Daz features sometimes on our show. Yep. You know, the whole family banding together, Boss Man.
Yeah.
Ren, K-Dog, you know?
These are all beloved characters on the show.
Yeah, so celebrating you all today.
They're all just, I mean, they're all just actors. They're playing roles. They're not really like that.
Oh, whatever. Renna is definitely Renna 100%. I don't think she could pretend to be anybody else. Same with K-Dog too. Hmm. So, okay, cool. That's good to know. We'll discuss more next, I think.
Yeah, well, also coming up this hour, Friday Live with Dylan Boyes. He's recently secured a slot.
Reece Maston.
An opening slot, yeah, with Reece Maston.
How amazing is that?
Hey, pretty good. You must know who Reece is.
Yeah, I know who that is, yeah, 100%.
So because Ari knows who it is, I've got no idea who it is, but she tells me it's
Ying
a big deal. Word Sanger coming up.
I think it's a pretty big deal, yeah.
Word Sanger coming up, dog news coming up too. And yeah, next Ari wants to discuss National Radio Day. She's got something in store. Who knows what it could be? Stay tuned,
could
find
go
out.
Either way, really.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
National Radio Day is tomorrow, so Ari's got a couple of things in store. Just so you know, I did try and get something for this as well. I tried yesterday to call John Laws' show in Sydney as Reuben Rod.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, is that you, John? It was going to be, but I was on hold for 15 minutes and he was just talking to one caller about the NRL, and it was just going on and on and on, and people needed the studio, so I had to vacate.
Would have been great. Devastating.
Just use your imagination and think how good that would have been.
Yeah, we were trying to have a competition which one of us could get on the most radio stations as we could, because that's, you know, something we like to do. Anyway, Adam, I know how much you love radio. You know, you are a massive radio nerd. You've said a couple times, you know, your favourite people and bits and pieces of your favourite radio hosts. Like, I don't know any of them until you came along.
Mm-hmm.
So let's flash back a couple weeks when Caden was in Melbourne. Do you just want to clip A?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Adam's so devastated that he's not there
now. No, pretty
he is like your most favourite radio host ever.
Not number one, but he's up there, top five.
Top five? Okay, which number in the top five?
Oh, I haven't thought about it.
Well, you need to think about it right now so Caden can tell him on Friday.
Three.
He's your third favourite.
Well, don't tell him that. Tell him number one.
I'll see how we go. Okay, see if you can let him know that.
Thank you. He says you're his number three right here. Well, thanks very much. That's very kind. Christian O'Connell we're talking about there.
We're talking about Christian O'Connell. I'm glad that you've kept consistent today.
Yeah.
And you've kept him at number three, like we just discussed, because I had to phone a friend to really celebrate today, a day early for National Radio Day. So I thought, why not share the love with you, Adam, a radio nerd. I phoned a friend. You can press clip B.
To Adam, thank you for your support. Thank you for enjoyment of what we do. Love Tassie. I hope to be back in the next couple of months, actually. Beautiful place, really nice. And listen, thank you very much for enjoying the show. It means the most to me. I hope you enjoy Radio Day, and you can always shoot me an email anytime you want. The email is christian@christianoconnell.com.au. It comes straight to me, and shoot me a line any day. Thank you, Adam.
Oh, thank you, Christian. Did anyone tell him he's my number three?
No, Adam, that's Christian O'Connell sending you personally a voice message.
How did you do that?
Oh, I asked a lot of people.
Did you really?
I went through Fishy Boy, Fishy Boy's boss, Fishy Boy's boy's boss. Then I asked that big boss that we had here the other day, and then they got in contact with like a producer, and then that producer came in contact with another producer, and I was like, man, this whole time I could have just emailed him.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
All right, Ario, you went to a lot of effort and work to get this clip. Should we hear it again?
Yeah. Hang on. I love how you're like, should we do the weather or should we listen to the clip again?
Obvious answer.
So, Adam, thank you for your support. Thank you for enjoyment of what we do. Love Tassie. I hope to be back in the next couple of months, actually. Beautiful place. Really nice. And listen, thank you very much for enjoying the show. It means the most to me. I hope you enjoy Radio Day. And you can always shoot me an email anytime you want. The email is christian@christianoconnell.com.au. It comes straight to me. And shoot me a line any day. Thank you, Adam.
Oh, did I see him? Warms my heart.
Does it?
Yeah, like dog news. Next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Naomi's on the phone. Go for it, Naomi.
I've got a bit of like your littlest fan wish you a happy radio day, Adam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for it. The littlest fan.
Ari's the
littlest. No, you're his littlest biggest fan. Say happy radio day to Adam.
Happy radio day, Adam.
Thank you, Maybelle. You too. You're a big part of the show. You're often on the show.
I love how I don't get one.
I've been a part of the radio more than you, though.
I think someone's got a little crush on you, Adam.
Oh, stop it. Thanks, guys. Got some
how
dog
cute.
News. A couple in the US have claimed their dog ate their winning Scratchy, a story that miraculously officials have bought as well. Rachel and Nathan Lemit from Oregon admitted that they needed to invest in some more chew toys for their two dogs, Apple and Jack, their names are.
Mm.
They had bought a $5 crossword ticket, which can win a top prize of $35,000, but accidentally left it out in clear sight, leaving their pets to decide it must have been a snack.
Oh, no.
For some reason, we left the ticket on the ottoman, and they decided it was delicious, Rachel said. Yummo, a nice scratchy. I went to bed and when I woke up it was eaten to the point that I thought it was unable to be checked at all. My husband thought it was hilarious and someone might get a good laugh out of it at least. So he said it's for sure a winner. Thankfully, however, the Oregon Lottery took pity. They accepted the shreds of ticket and managed to piece them back together, finding that actually Nathan was right and the ticket was a winner as well.
Sorry, what? So they actually did win the 35,000 or like
well, that's the top prize is $35,000. Yeah. Yeah.
But or did they just win a couple bucks?
They won $8.
Oh.
When they found out they'd won and the check was on the way to them in the mail, they couldn't believe they'd actually had a winning ticket. It's too funny, Rachel said.
$8.
Yeah. And the Oregon Lottery honoured the $8. Would they have honoured it if it was $35,000?
No.
It might
no,
not have been so
they
kind.
They would have not. So the dog ate your homework. The dog ate your lottery ticket.
There's a picture of the winning ticket in shreds.
Oh, it's pretty shredded. But it's not too bad. It just looks like a puzzle that needs to be put back together.
A winning puzzle. Congratulations, all's well that ends well. That family is $8 richer.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
That's Pink on CFM.
Thank you, Adam.
Word Sanger.
Something.
No worries, Christian.
Okay, it's time to play Word Sanger. If you know the word that goes in...
In the middle of the Sanger, you give us a call, 1-300-655-922.
Just like Christian O'Connell.
Yeah, just like he gave us a call. You're good, Christian. You are good.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, no worries, mate. No worries. Yes, we have a word machine, Theo.
Oh,
he'll give you two words. You give us the word that goes in the middle to link up the word Sanger. You call 1-300-655-922. Those words are...
Your words for today are electrical and measure.
So the clue is electrical and measure. There's a word in the middle there. Electrical something, something measure, and the something is the same word. So there's a word that comes after electrical, same word that comes before measure. Electrical something, something measure. What do you think it is? 1-300-655-922. I think I saved this talk break.
Thank you, Adam.
No worries, Christian.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Can't play that song without playing Broden from Auntie Donna. We're doing the word singer challenge.
Word singer.
Something.
Gonzo, mate, Gonzo! How are you?
Good, yourself?
We're good.
Amy's a 9 out of 10 today.
What are you out of 10, Gonzo?
Probably, you know, as the day gets on, it's going to get higher to a 10.
Oh, oh yes, nice. Gonzo.
Everyone's happy.
How are we going to get Adam to a 10?
By him winning Word Sanger.
Getting to a 10. Come on, Gonzo. It's all on you, mate.
All right. We'll give you the clue again, Gonzo, and you tell us what word goes in the middle.
Your words for today are electrical and measure.
What are you thinking, Gonzo?
Tape.
The word for my Sanger is tape. Electrical tape. Tape measure.
Well done, Gonzo. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Hang now. Grab your details.
No worries.
Did we get you to a 10? Are you on a 10 now?
No, I'm getting close.
Getting close. Not quite.
Come on.
Almost. Almost. Something will tip him over the edge today. Something good.
Something
He'll get
good.
There.
Knock off
will do it.
Friday, live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Good morning. Time now for CFM's Friday Live. We're welcoming back to the Friday Live Zone, Dylan Boys. Thanks for coming back in.
Thanks for having me.
You've recently scored yourself a pretty big opening slot for Rhys Maston.
Yeah, so it's coming up next week. Got two shows, on the 26th at the Royal Oak in Lonnie, and on the 27th at the Republic Bar in Hobart. Yeah.
Yeah, how cool. How did you score that?
Yeah, so it just came about. A friend of mine, she was friends with Rhys's manager, pretty much, and she just dropped him a few names of musos she knew, and he got in contact with me and was keen to have me on board, and I was just, you know, I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, how cool.
Do you have any idea who Rhys Maston is, Adam?
I do now because I got his page up. He's from X Factor. So, dummy research.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, so it's part of his, it's his 10-year anniversary tour.
Yep.
So I think the last time he was in Tassie was in 2018. But yeah, the Lonnie show sold out. I think we've reached capacity there at the Royal Oak of 170 tickets. And then the Republic, we sold about 200-ish tickets, 50 left.
Mm.
So the capacity of that's 250. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked to be playing to pretty much two sold-out shows. And obviously you've still got a week to buy tickets for the Hobart show, so definitely get onto that. But, yeah, it's I think it's Rhys's first national tour since he won the X Factor.
Mm.
Yep.
That was back when he was 17, so that's a while ago. And, yeah, he's got 40 shows coming up around Australia. So, pretty big tour for him, and so stoked to be part of it, yeah.
Do you have any other shows coming up or any gigs?
I'm at the Central tonight.
Oh, Cent!
I thought you were. I saw your big poster right there at the side of the building. So.
Yeah.
Please play in here too, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm keen for the Central. I always love playing there. Like, if you ask me, it's probably my favourite spot to play. But yeah, I've got that coming up in, gigs here and there after next week, and I'll be about.
Yeah. And where can everyone follow along on your journey?
Check out my my Facebook page. That's where you see most of my updates. I'm just Dylan Boys Music, and my Instagram at dylanboys.music, I think.
Yeah.
So, if you want tickets to the Rhys Maston show in Hobart too, the link will be on a Facebook post, so check that out. But
what song are we going to hear today?
Mm. Gave a little thought on the way here, but I might just play a little bit of Valerie for you by Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Good song.
Righto. Thanks, guys. I'll go there.
Valerie.
Oh, amazing.
Lovely. Thank you very much, guys.
Dylan Boys for CFM's Friday Live. Catch him tonight, was it, at the
Central?
Yeah, tonight
at the Central.
See you all there.
You can't catch him at the Royal Oak in Lonnie, opening for Reece Maston because it's sold out. But
yes.
Republic Bar, still about 50 tickets if you do want to go
so
down.
Yeah, get on to it.
Congrats, Dylan.
Thanks, guys.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Prize Giving Friday as well as Fancy Friday.
Morning, Adam. Adam is feeling a 9 out of 10 today. Bumped up to a 10. Have you dropped down?
What? Bumped up to a 10, have I dropped down?
Yeah, you're still at a 10 out of 10.
What on earth are you talking about? I'll tell you, this hour will probably get me up to a 10. I'll tell you why. Jackson Marshall from the Port Sorrel Fire Brigade will join us to talk about the stair challenge. They're doing a stair climb challenge to raise money and awareness about depression, PTSI and suicide. And you can support them and we'll find out how we can support them. And, of course, the lifeline number 13 11 14. They're doing it in Melbourne on the 10th of September at the Crown Metropolitan Hotel. And quite a lot of stairs. I'm just trying to find out how many stairs. I think it's 22 or something like that. We'll find out more.
Yeah,
if you
we'll
want to
ask
know,
him.
Before 9, listen. to the interview. Chorus King's coming up as well. Also, someone's going to be winning another $250 voucher to Rex Airlines with Come Fly With Me. That Devonport to Melbourne route starts today. So it's a big day. Birthday book coming up as well. Also, the street team will be out and about. I don't know about Caden, but Ren is going to be at Splash Devonport. We'll check in next. 12 past 8 on CFM. That's Super High and Nika.
Thank you, Adam.
Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Alrighty, it's time to cross out to our CFM Street Team. Ren Ren, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, guys. I'm at Splash in Devonport today with the Williams Wraps. It's the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports. Buy local and support local. I also have buy one spud, get one free vouchers from the House of Spuds in Devonport. And friends, you don't want to miss it. Join me in the gym or teach me how to swim here at Splash because... Splash is offering you 100 days of health and happiness. Whether you're coming back or just getting started, get your first 100 days for free. Of course, T's and C's apply. Join today, head online and search Splash Devonport. Also, happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Leigh, and happy, happy birthday to you. Sending you love, love, love. Happy Friday, everyone.
Oh, go, Renna. All righty, and K-Dog is out in the streets of Burnie. Where are you this morning, and what are you getting on board?
Hey, guys. With Father's Day just around the corner, I wanted to pop in and check out Maggie's Cards and Gifts. They've got some excellent gift ideas, so make sure if you haven't pulled your finger out and got your dad something yet for Father's Day, which is only a couple of weeks away, you pop into Maggie's Cards and Gifts and do so. That's where you can catch me this morning out the front of. Now, on board the cruiser, of course, we've got the CFM show bags. Now, I've got a double pass up for grabs for Agfest, which is next week. It's the first person down here. I've also got the Williams Wraps, the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for the mainland imports. Buy local, support local. Plus, of course, your fresh local Tasmanian handcraft donuts. All thanks to Beto's Donuts on board the cruiser this morning. So come and see me at the front of Maggie's Cards and Gifts. Happy Friday.
Sounds like it's a big secret.
Yeah, it's a bit of a secret.
By the way, guys, I've got a double pass to Agfest if you get down there.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
He's like an ASMR artist. Birthday book next on CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Our honour and duty now to shout birthdays out on a Friday morning. We've had them submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw as well to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Marquee, photo booth, lots more. We'll draw it today too.
Oh my God, a huge happy birthday to Harlan Johnson from Sprayton. Happy second birthday to our beautiful little man. Love mum and dad, and I know Harlan too. Happy birthday, Harlan.
Ari Scollier from Burnie, happy birthday, you little Pokemon master. Has he caught them all, though? That's my question.
Oh,
what's
a
love from Mum, Dad and Ella?
Elijah and Cohen Robertson from Forth, happiest birthday to the two terrible twins. Teenagers at last. Watch our world. Love you lots, Grandma, Grandpa and all the Fisher family.
Dylan Peace from Burnie, happy birthday, Dill. We are very proud of you. Love Nan and Pete.
Kim from Burnie, happy birthday. Kimette, we love you. Head, we love, I think that maybe means heaps. Have a great day and even better night. Love Brooke, Lucy, Sarah, Donna, Jodes, Jazz and Shaz.
Also Kaz.
Kaz.
Kim Wiseman from Burnie, happy birthday. Kim, a.k.a. Mum, love Harley.
Woof. Happy birthday. To Sharon from N/I. Happy birthday, Sharon. Enjoy your high tea. Love your sister, Susie.
Bailey from Devonport. Happy 18th birthday, Bailey. Lots of love from Mum, Zalia and Xavier. Zalia and Xavier.
Happy birthday, Fiona from Burnie. Happy 50th birthday. Love from Chris and Nathan, Alvin, Adelaide and Poppy.
Bailey Johnson from East Devonport. Happy 18th, Bailey. We hope your birthday is as wonderful as you. Love you zillions from Nan, Grandad, Uncle Dan and Zane. There are a lot of Z names this morning. Some of them are spelled with X as well, which just it confuses your mind.
Happy birthday to Jimmy from Hawley Beach. Happy birthday to our hardworking Jimmy from all your mates at Cement Australia.
Jimmy from Hawley again. Happy birthday, Uncle Jimmy. You're so funny. We love you lots from Gavin and Anna.
I'm so paranoid now. Timmy from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Timmy. Hope you enjoy your day today, mate, and enjoy the time with the family tonight from Toddy.
That's enough of that nonsense.
Yeah, let's skip past that.
Up next, someone is getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines with CFM's Come Fly With Me. We're playing sound effects of a plane throughout the day. People listened yesterday for those sound effects. They called us. They're all in the draw. We're going to call one of those next.
Turn your phone up.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Big day today.
It is a huge day today.
The new route starts today.
Love that on a Friday.
Rex Airlines new route, Melbourne to Devonport, starting today. And in celebration of that, they've given us, what would you say, a shipload of $250 vouchers to give out? We're doing it every day.
Yeah, a shipload. Well, that is a boat. I would have worked a different pun in, but yeah.
Okay.
Was there in the sky?
A plane load?
Yeah, there we go. A plane load of goodies.
A plane load of $250 vouchers to give out. The way we're doing it this week, also next week, so do listen out for the sound effect today and we'll call a winner Monday, is you listen out for the plane sound effect throughout the day on the radio. You call us when you hear it. We had a plane load of callers yesterday. Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
And we're going to call one of them right now to let them know they've won the voucher.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello. Is this Rebecca?
Oh, I've got, like, two voices. Yes, hi.
Yeah, there's two of us here.
Yeah, there is.
We're just from a survey company. We're wondering if you like to fly in planes.
Oh, that would be fabulous, because I've just joined the dots. And, sorry, I've got a screaming toddler at the same time that's asking for help to change the song. So give me a bit of slack.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
We're just goofing around here.
You have won the $250 voucher spent with Rex Airlines.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Rebecca. And, of course, it is CFM's Adam and Ari.
She figured it out. Good work.
Yeah, it took me a few seconds there, but, you know, that's just how we roll with toddler life now.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
Thank you so much.
No worries. Enjoy it, Rebecca. Good on you. And, of course, the route from Devonport to Melbourne starts today. So you go whenever you want from today.
All right. I've got a day off. I'm off.
Oh, my God. So good. We'll send you a text message with all the details.
Wonderful, thank you so much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Money, Money Boss Tones. I believe that song features in the promo of this competition.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Okay.
Yeah, the promo that runs on air to promote this competition.
Yeah, I just got had flashbacks and I was like, oh, yeah, it does,
remember?
Doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
I can do an impression of us.
Okay.
We'll give you the word, which is, by the way. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember flashbacks now. Embarrassing. Anyway, it is time to play Chorus Kings for your chance to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us. All you need to do is finish the chorus and maybe you'll make it in a promo.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Probably could use a refresh, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, we'll give you the line of a song and you give us the next line. 1-300-655-922 is the number to play and the line is...
Where we're going, baby, you don't have to worry about a thing. Take my hand, we'll get
Stop.
Move your body up and down. And what is our question this morning? 1-300-655-922. We'll play it again.
Thank you, Adam.
What comes next? What's the next bit of the song? 1-300-655-922. We'll go again one more time. Move your body up and down, and what is our question? 1-300-655-922.
La la la.
Chorus King.
Sing it!
Taylor from East Devonport is on with us to be today's Chorus King. All right, Taylor, we're going to play the line of the song. You give us the next line. Let's do it.
Your body next to
mine.
Push up.
Let's
get you. Make the sexy booty
man. Push up.
Just keep going.
Baby,
baby, shake that ass.
Push keep up. Going, Taylor.
I love it when you feel like getting nasty.
How good was that?
Yeah. Your body next to mine. Come on, Adam.
Got a murder, sexy booty mine. Shake it, baby, baby, shake that ass. Well done, Taylor.
Thank you.
Well done, Taylor. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher spent at Leading Edge Electronics. They're local just like us.
Thank you.
Well done, Taylor. Hang there. We'll grab your details.
No worries.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined on the phone by Jackson Marshall from the Portsrail Fire Brigade. Also joined by another fiery there, Jackson, are we?
Yeah, Craig Joyce as well.
Craig Joyce.
G'day, Craig.
G'day, Craig.
And Jacko.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Doing well, thank you.
Now, you guys have a big stair run coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So, on the 10th of September, we're flying over to Melbourne to participate in the 9th annual charity Victoria Stair Climb. It's an aid to raise awareness of mental health, suicide prevention and depression and PTSD. You climb 476 stairs in full breathing apparatus, as well as full turnout gear.
Right. So what was it, 476 stairs? Is that 28 floors? Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So are you guys like practicing training, or you're just going in?
Yeah, what does the training schedule look like?
Yeah, I'll jump in there, guys. So, you know, being in Portsrail, we don't have any high rise out here, as you're well aware. So we're using nature's high rise in this instance to try and get us to our goal. Places like Cradle Mountain, Levin Canyon, Mount Van Dyke. We're out in the gear on midweek having a bit of a crack and having a chat to our fellow brigade members at the same time. So it's very beneficial for us all in all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, using what you got.
Yeah. Having a ball too. It's so, sore, but all good.
Yeah. Well, no pain, no gain, fellas. So it's to raise awareness, but also you're raising money. People can donate.
That's correct. So you can donate to the Portsrail team online via the link that's shared on Facebook, as you guys may well have found. Yeah. Also, we're having our final fundraiser before the climb next Saturday at Beck's Portsrail, where we'll be cooking baked vegan rolls from 7 o'clock and doing a sausage sizzle from about 10:30 onwards.
Oh, delicious. So that's happening next Saturday at Beck's, Mitre 10 in Portsrail. Yum, if you want a sanger. Delish. Well, yeah,
come and say good day to some of the climbers that'll be there as well. Feel free to ask any questions that you have. Take a couple of pics if you like, if they agree, and really get behind us.
Yeah, it's a great thing you're doing, great cause, and obviously a lot of hard work. So you guys, the stairs are actually at the Crown Metropolitan Hotel in Melbourne?
That's correct.
Is that a really high building?
yeah, it is high, but okay. The best thing I think about it is it's really short sort of floors, but they're not, you know, 10 or 11 stairs. They're nice sort of four or five platforms, a lot of stairs to a platform.
Oh, so you get a little bit of a break between your steps, like your stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's nice.
Actually, so when you start the climb, they've actually numbered the floors because there's no numbers on the walls. So I found it really easy when I done it the first time to not count the floors because it makes it worse,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
One of the things, you get a bit of confusion once you start getting that body heat up and the repetition. It's not uncommon to really try and keep track of exactly where you're at on the day. And there are marshals on the floors to motivate you, clapping you, getting you up to the top as well to really get you over that line.
Yeah.
So
right.
How many times have you guys done this climb?
So this will be the Port Sorrel team's first go, but this is my third go around.
Wow.
And, COVID sort of slowed us down a bit. COVID made it virtual for the last 2 years. We were actually able to get to Melbourne. But the first go around, I went over and I done it in 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
Craig here. I'm a newbie to this, so, don't really know too much to expect, I guess.
Yeah.
Really going off YouTube, Jackson, and some fellow climbers' advice as well.
So what's the goal? What's the time you guys would like to do it in this year?
On the day, it'd be nice, I think. Yeah. No, in all honesty, I think we're tracking for about 6 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
We've got working contents in our BA of 27 minutes, but getting the pulse and things up there, yeah, we really want to try and get it under that 10-minute mark. But at the end of the day, it's really not the time. It's the journey to be there and the support of everyone behind us leading up to it and the funds they raise for the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. How many of you are doing it?
So there's six from Port Sorrel.
Yep.
And there's a couple of different brigades around the Tasmania that are doing it. But at the moment, we're currently sitting 17th overall out of the 81 unit brigades that are doing it.
Wow.
So we're top for Tassie at the moment.
Good on you. Awesome work. So where can we go to find out more information and donate?
You can jump online. Just jump on Google anywhere and type in Firefighter Stair Climb. It'll take you to the main page and then you just click donate. Search up the Port Sorrel team and it'll come up with all six of our names and you can just pick any one of us at random to donate to.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward. There's also some links getting around Port Sorrel, some posters with just QR code. You scan it, it'll take you straight to the page.
Yeah, awesome.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us this morning and good luck and let's hope we can raise lots of money for a great cause.
Yeah, please come behind us. It's really huge help.
So, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys, and remember the lifeline number 13 11 14.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
And good morning. It's Friday. It's Fancy Friday. It's Prize Giving Friday.
And we're celebrating a day early, National Radio Day.
That's right. Ari compiled all kinds of clips aimed at me, really.
Well, because you're a radio nerd, so I thought today is a day is pretty much for you.
No, oh, thanks.
The day is for you.
Cheers for that.
Words are not for me, but today is for you.
So you got boss man jellyfish Jerry Shears to leave a little message for National Radio Day.
Hey, Adam, it's National Radio Day. Thought I might send you a message, a cheerio, and say, hey, welcome to the world of radio. Radio, though. Remember when we were younger, we wanted to be in radio? Didn't every child want to be in radio? No, of course not. They wanted to be on TV. But TV, who watches that these days? That's right, apart from those naughty videos. So radio is the way to go. What a great bunch of people we have here, inspiring. And Adam, I wake up to you when I'm not listening to Darren on 7AD. It's not very often, but more than you think. Anyway, have a great day today. Hugs and kisses.
What naughty, videos is he watching on TV? He's been watching too much SBS, probably.
And of course, it wouldn't be National Radio Day without getting a message from Jess.
Hey there, Adam. It's Jess wishing you a very happy National Radio Day. How exciting. Congratulations on the amazing job that you are doing with CFM Brekkie. I mean, it's no CFM's Lee and Jess, but I'm joking, guys. Well done. You do an amazing job. And a big happy National Radio Day to you.
Bit of banter there too, which I like.
Well done, Jess. Well done, Adam. But this was all to hide the fact that I had got your third favourite radio host.
But favourite breakfast, the other two that I mentioned earlier aren't breakfast. So, I mean, favourite breakfast, you could say, probably. Christian O'Connell, Gold, Melbourne.
To Adam. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your enjoyment of what we do.
No worries, Christian.
Love Tassie. I hope to be back in the next couple of months, actually. Beautiful place. Really nice. And listen, thank you very much for enjoying the show. It means the most to me. I hope you enjoy Radio Day. And you can always shoot me an email anytime you want. The email is christian@christianoconnell.com.au. It comes straight to me. And shoot me a line any day. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Christian.
I think we now need to work out what line you're going to shoot him.
Yeah, we've given out his email on air three times now this morning.
We're doing a count check of how many times we can play this audio.
I really don't have anything for you, but I do have something for Glenn Ellis. Let's not forget, he loves the video of this song. He learned everything he knows about girls from this video.
Oh,
Eric Prince.
Here it is.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
We are here to officially open voting.
Voting indeed is now open at cfmtaz.com.au. You can vote once per day. A little bit different from the previous years. So you can vote for your favourite teacher only once per day. But you can vote every day that voting is open. Voting is open until the 1st of September. The winning teacher will walk away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card. Every student in the class, in that winning class, will receive a $50 Harvey Norman gift card. Plus, just for voting, just for going on there and putting your vote in, you, the voter, will go on the draw to win a $1,000 IGA Tasmania gift card.
Yeah, about them apples, if you will.
There we go.
So head to cfmtaz.com.au. Let us know who your favourite primary school teacher is on the Northwest Coast. Select the school and select the teacher's name. It's as easy as that. And as Ari said, once a day, it's CFM's Apple for the Teacher. Thanks to Harvey Norman Devonport, Hampton Peters Real Estate and IGA Tasmania helping fill lunchboxes across the state. Jolly on pitch next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on a prize giving fancy Friday.
Prize giving Friday.
We gon' give it to you. 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 Come on.
Prize giving Friday.
Yes, we are going to give it to you.
Yes, we are. Alrighty, first up, out in Burnie, we've got our Who Dat winner of the week, Lynn.
Lynn, you've just scored yourself a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, and you got yourself a Thai Imperial Food Feast to the value of $50.
A huge congratulations to Stephen in Latrobe for winning Who Dat.
Stephen, $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater is yours.
All right, our Chorus King winner of the week is Taylor from East Devonport.
Taylor, $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics is all yours.
And of course, our favourite segment each day and over the week is the birthday book. A huge congratulations and happy birthday to Elijah and Cohen from Forth.
Elijah and Cohen, you'll have to split that $50 peppermint parties
each
voucher. Enjoy it, both of you. 25 each. Up next, Jerry Shoes has your workday hits. He's back.
He's back for Prize Giving Friday.
So listen out to that.
It's such a magical day today. That's why.
Listen out for that deep, soothing, sick voice.
Yes.
He's got right now. He's next. And we'll see you on Monday morning from 6. Also, have a happy National Radio Day tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll have the day off to celebrate.
Okay. Bye.
I think you're in with weekend.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll have it on.
I'm always here, 2 to 4 on Saturday.
Have it up.